Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, we've been through the festive season, we've even dealt with January blues, and here we are in the month of March. But when we reflect on key economic data that gives us some details into the retail confidence survey, we're now going to deep dive into what the numbers reveal, but also what the momentum or overall trend actually does reveal. Nomvelo Moema, junior economist at the Bureau for Economic Research, the BER, joins us now to tell us more. Nomvelo, such a pleasure to have you and welcome.
Evening. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to speak to you. There's been phenomenal research that yourself and your colleagues have been sharing post the budget speech around the economic analysis. And as we know, the retail survey is one of them. And what intrigued me when I read the number, moving from 54% now to 50% in the first quarter, I likened it to a car that's going 120 on the highway. And then you slowly take your foot off the accelerator and the vehicle starts to slow down slightly. It's still in motion. It's still moving, but not as quickly as what we anticipated. Would my analysis be correct?
Yes, that's exactly what we thought when we first saw the results. But I wouldn't say your car moving at, let's say, 110 is as bad as it, you know, going to 60. So it's still pretty good at 50%. Confidence for retailers.
And maybe let's contextualize the number. So 50% is slap bang in the middle. What are we seeing in terms of the sectorial differences as to where the pressure points are coming from?
So interestingly, when you look at the subsectors, semi-durable retailers, which is clothing, footwear, textiles, their confidence rose for a second consecutive quarter to 81%. And this is like the highest it's been since before the global financial crisis. And this is the second consecutive quarter of this. But unfortunately, our survey has a problem with the non-durable retailers. We are a bit skewed to smaller retailers and their confidence declined the sector. And that is where sort of the weakness is coming from in the confidence. But overall, when you look at it, it balances out. So yeah, semi-durable retailers are really confident, and I think that is, we've seen that in the StatsSA data for the fourth quarter as well as for January, but we aren't picking up necessarily that those big gains from the general dealers that you'll be seeing in the StatsSA data.
Mm. And maybe let's contextualize semi-durable goods, TVs, washing machines, furniture, would that be what you're looking at? Oh, apologies about that. That's just our next guest on the line, but that's been cleared. On the definition of semi-durable goods, said we all aligned?
Definition of semi-durable goods, this is your clothing, footwear, textiles. Furniture, televisions are durable goods retailers. Their confidence was flat in the first quarter. It actually didn't. That is... furnitures and hardwares are our durable goods retailers.
Perfect. Thanks for that clarity. And I think this is important because then it makes it easier for us to understand what it is that we have been spending on. So maybe we're still buying some clothes and furniture as well, but essentially it's groceries, right? And making sure that meat is meat and a man must eat. We've got food on our plates.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I'm hoping that you can also give us more detail into that, especially when it comes to these sectorial differences, the confidence levels within the different brackets we've mentioned. Durable, semi-durable, and consumables.
So the confidence levels, as I said, for semi-durable retailers, which is your clothing and footwear, theirs is at 81%. It rose from 76% in the previous quarter. And for non-durables, their confidence is at 17%. It declined from 39%. But I did give a little caution about our sampling issues. And then for furniture and durables and hardwares, so if you look at durable retailers overall, their confidence was at 57%. And hardware retailers did have a decline in confidence, but it was minor. I don't have the number for me right now, but I think what's important is to know that durable retailers as a whole, so hardware and furniture retailers, confidence was at 57%.
Gotcha. Looking a lot more optimistic. Go ahead.
Also, the retail survey does survey, we do survey wholesale traders as well as the motor trade sectors. So new vehicle dealers and wholesale traders.
Yes.
And There we have a bit of a difference, because the new vehicle dealers were really optimistic this quarter, and I think that's what stands out from these results.
That surprised me, I must be honest, and I thought some of it might have to do with the recent cuts that we had in interest rates. Has that played any influence at all?
Yes. At the time of the previous survey, we'd only received one interest rate cut in September. So our previous survey for the fourth quarter was done in November. And new vehicle dealers' confidence was surprisingly weak, because when you look at the NOMSA passenger vehicle sales, they started to turn the corner in October last year. So we were surprised why new vehicle dealers were so downbeat last year. But it seems that now that we've received three interest rate cuts, they've turned the corner and they went seriously optimistic, increasing their confidence, increasing by 29% percentage points to 52%.
100%. To close off with, Nomvelo, what I'm keen for us to walk away with is just an understanding of the trend. There is a graph that does indicate what we have seen in terms of the various quarters, not only for 2025, the first quarter, but overall for 2024. What should we be cognizant of when it comes to the trend here?
So the key thing that you should take away from these results is that retail and motor trade still have some room for growth, and they forward-looking indicators do indicate that these sectors are still optimistic. But with the what we do caution that there is risk to this improved sentiment for vehicle dealers and for a continued positive trend for retail, with the relief of the two-pot withdrawal fading from the second quarter onward, we expect it to be less significant. And then with the SWAB obviously holding the interest rate and not cutting in the previous meeting, this reflects that, you know, you won't have much relief from interest rates for vehicle dealers. And then you have the VAT hike. So the VAT hike is a serious downside risk for sentiment for both retail and motor trade, because the consumer is still in recovery. We do note that, you know, vehicle dealers being so positive and their sales volumes being so great is a indication of consumer health, but they're still in recovery and it's still sensitive times for consumers. So this will weigh on their sentiment, and it can affect those two sectors that have room for growth at the moment, which is 100%. Retail and motor trade.
Got you. Nomvelo, such a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and thank you for your insight and input.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nomvelo Kitumetsi Moema.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.